With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This morning, deadly bomb attacks in Afghanistan. Kabul airport hit, at least 60 dead, including American Marines. Australian troops are safe. Sydney's small freedoms, a glimmer of hope as COVID cases soar past 1,000, but only for the fully vaccinated. Queensland getting it going alone. Work begins on a purpose-built quarantine hub. And the Australian Open secured more freedoms for tennis stars, the bubble, to ensure the event in Melbourne goes ahead.
This is 7 News with Angie Asimus.
Good morning. We begin with breaking news. Fears of terrorist attacks in Afghanistan have been realised, with twin bomb blasts outside Kabul airport killing at least 60 people. American troops are among the dead as world leaders now reassess ongoing evacuations. Live to Europe Bureau Chief Hugh Whitfeld. Hugh, intelligence officials had warned an attack was imminent.
And Angie, tragically, that intelligence was right this time. The Pentagon describing this as a complex attack. Two suicide bombers and gunmen opening fire on those crowds outside Kabul International Airport. At least 60 dead and 12 US service personnel dead, 11 Marines and one Navy medic. It's the first loss of US life on Afghan soil in more than a year. One of the blasts, a suicide bomber detonating near the Abbey Gate. That's one of the gates where we've seen hundreds of people, Afghan and dual nationals, gathered at those gates to try and get out of Afghanistan. Moments later, there was an exchange of gunfire and a second explosion near the Baron Hotel, which is close to the airport perimeter. It's at that hotel where UN and UK officials have been trying to process some of those people who want to get on these evacuation flights. The number of injured stands at about 140 right now. The death toll, though, likely to rise. The US President Joe Biden has delayed a meeting he had scheduled at the White House with the new Israeli Prime Minister. He has been in a national security meeting and has been monitoring the situation. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has held a high-level Cobra security meeting at Downing Street a short time ago. He's described the attacks as barbaric.
We condemn them. I think they're despicable. But I'm afraid that they're something that we've had to prepare for. It isn't going to interrupt our progress. We're going to get on with this evacuation.
From an Australian perspective, we do have a tweet from the ADF saying that ADF personnel are safe. Earlier in the day, shots were fired at an Italian plane as it was trying to take off. And the airlift does continue despite these attacks at Kabul International Airport. The UK and the French in particular say they'll continue with this massive operation to get people out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of US and NATO troops approaches next Tuesday. Who's being blamed for this attack? It's an Islamic State affiliate known as ISIS-K, a sworn enemy of the Taliban. And a Taliban spokesperson has condemned these attacks. Angie.
Okay, Hugh Whitfeld, thank you. There's finally some light at the end of the tunnel for Sydney residents, with the Premier promising some restrictions will ease next month, allowing fully vaccinated people to socialise. From September 13, limited outside gatherings will be permitted, even inside hotspot council areas. That's despite daily COVID cases soaring to more than 1,000 yesterday.
We know that people recovering from sustained stress and depression have disengaged from their family, their loved ones.
While COVID fugitive Anthony Karam is in custody this morning after almost 2 weeks on the run while infectious. Victoria's health bosses haven't ruled out easing restrictions next week, despite the biggest spike in cases in almost a year. The state recorded 80 new infections yesterday. More than half were exposed in the community, sparking this blast from the Premier.
If you've got symptoms today, get tested today. Don't, for heaven's sake, as some have, wait 8 days and literally infect everybody you come anywhere near.
There are now more than 800 exposure sites across the state. International tennis stars will be allowed to train and play while they quarantine in Melbourne under a new deal to ensure next year's Australian Open goes ahead. Players will quarantine in a new bio bubble that grants them special exercise privileges. To secure as many spectators as possible, fans will need to show proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. The Queensland government has announced it will go it alone, building its own quarantine camp at a private airport in Toowoomba. Construction's already started, with 500 beds available by the end of the year and 1,000 by March.
Our hotels were not meant to be the last line of defence to deal with a global pandemic.
However, there is no guarantee commercial passenger flights will land at the site, and locals are angry they were not consulted. Freedoms for vaccinated Australians will be high on the agenda when National Cabinet meets today. A proposal for vaccine passports will be tabled, allowing access to restaurants, bars, sporting games and travel. The federal government is also expected to sign off on the plan to include school children aged over 12 in the rollout. It's getting close to magpie swooping season, and we're being warned face masks could pose a real problem this year. The experts say magpies can actually remember about 100 local faces. But while we're all masked up, they're unlikely to recognise anyone.
If they dislike someone in the neighbourhood and they're constantly going at that one person, and then every single person now has this mask on, they may think, that's him, got to get him.
September is prime breeding time when males protect the nest. If you are swooped, the advice is to face the bird and stare it down. A New South Wales woman has tried to defy Queensland's border ban by hiding in the boot of a car on the back of a tow truck. It was stopped at Gundawindi when police opened the boot. They found the 49-year-old under blankets and clothing. Police allege it was her third attempt to jump the border, and she wasn't happy about being caught again.
Are you the only one in there? I'm going to be nice to you. There's no need to be rude.
She was arrested and taken to Bogabilla and fined more than $4,000. New faith in the vaccine rollout has seen Qantas announce plans to restart international flights right in time for Christmas. After posting a multi-billion dollar COVID loss, the airline's also made its best guess at when state borders will reopen for full domestic travel.
The new COVID-safe Qantas and its annual results. An empty room with questions by phone.
This could be the shortest press conference we've ever done.
But the view from the air is now glass half full.
We ready to go?
Apparently, we are. 'Cause I had a dream that someday... Turns out, that new Qantas campaign, which has got Australia dreaming about Disneyland and beyond, is anything but pie in the sky.
Gorgeous.
The airline's hulking A380s, currently baking in a California desert, are soon to be reborn. From December, Singapore, Vancouver, Tokyo, as well as London and LA. New Zealand's in there too. Then in April, Asia, from Bali to Bangkok, Phuket and Ho Chi Minh.
This is our plan.
We will be jumping on that plane as soon as it's ready to go.
We're going to see some incredible bargains, I believe, to get people flying again.
It hinges on 80% of us fully vaxxed, home quarantine instead of hotels, and flying London via Darwin instead of via Perth to dodge any issues with the WA border.
We always hope for the best and plan for the worst.
And it's that thinking that's seen Qantas one of just seven airlines on Earth to maintain its credit rating throughout COVID, converting seats to storage to carry record freight, and seeing record redemptions for watches and wine as we learnt to spend points on the ground. But none of it enough to avert a multi-billion dollar loss, with revenue slashed along with 9,000 jobs.
These are big numbers.
And they won't turn around anytime soon, with more than half the nation tonight locked down. This is Australia's busiest airport, where the only thing flying is a COVID cleaner's mop. But the hot tip from Qantas, borders should be open in 3 more months. Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Special tactics officers are freshly locked and loaded against the threat of terrorism. Police in New South Wales have unveiled brand new anti-terrorism training facilities to assist in their fight against one of our biggest threats.
With terrorists constantly changing tactics, we too need to evolve. Ready. And change our preemptive strikes. In any situation.
The disruption of terrorism, the prevention of terrorism, and now with this training facility, the response to terrorism.
A new $3 million facility in Sydney, featuring rooms for hostage rescue scenarios, replicating small villages and putting officers through different environments.
As with everything we do, we get better at it through practice.
In the past 12 months, police have arrested 3 people suspected of planning a terrorist attack. Ideological threats have risen by up to 40%. The biggest concern for police, fundamentalism and extremism.
We monitor consistently on a number of tiers over 1,000 people in the state of New South Wales.
Australia's terrorism alert level remains at probable. We can't be complacent and we have been attacked before. In 2014...
sending text messages to their family because they didn't think they were coming out of that cafe alive.
Police managed to stop most attacks. This facility will help bolster prevention and reaction capabilities.
It will ensure our police remain the best prepared. And unfortunately, it will be a reminder for those that want to do us harm that we will be prepared.
Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is currently trading down. The Nasdaq's also lower. In London, the FTSE 100 fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords lost ground, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,792 an ounce. Oil is $67 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 72.39 US cents, 79 Japanese yen, and $1.04 New Zealand. More now on the unfolding crisis in Afghanistan. At least 60 people are dead after twin explosions at Kabul airport, where thousands of people were desperately trying to flee. A dozen US troops have been killed in the attacks. Let's go live to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Ash, how has the US responded to the attacks?
Well, Angie, with sheer horror, heartbreak and determination to catch the cowards who have carried out this attack. The Pentagon just moments ago has confirmed that 12 US service members have been killed, including 11 Marines and a Navy medic. That was when two suicide bombers detonated their vests in 2 locations, both at the gate to Hamid Karzai Airport and at a nearby hotel, which had been a staging point for US troops and allies in recent days. Take a listen.
The attack on the Abbey Gate was followed by a number of ISIS gunmen who opened fire on civilians and military forces. At this time, we know that 12 U.S. service members have been killed in the attack, and 15 more service members have been injured. A number of Afghan civilians were also killed and injured in the attack.
This is the exact place that had been scenes of desperation for days as Afghans and American allies had been trying to reach the airport to get out. It is now the scene of mass casualties. Many of the pictures simply too graphic to show you today. It was feared that it wasn't a matter of if but when an attack would happen here. We understand America and allies, including Australia, had reliable intelligence that an attack was imminent. Hence, they urged citizens to leave the airport in recent hours. Now, President Joe Biden has cleared his schedule for now. He was supposed to be meeting with Israel's Prime Minister here at the White House. We understand he has spent most of the morning in the Situation Room and he is now in the Oval Office. It's unclear at this stage whether we will hear from him today, but the Pentagon continues to give updates to America. Angie?
Ash Mullaney joining us live. Thank you. A wildfire burning in eastern California is now threatening a popular fishing and boating spot. The French Fire has been out of control for more than a week. 10 local communities are under evacuation orders, including Lake Isabella, a popular recreation spot. There are currently 92 forest fires burning in the US. The most severe are in California. A roller coaster in Japan has been shut down after some passengers reported breaking bones during the ride. The roller coaster at an amusement park near Mount Fuji is said to be the world's fastest. The ride goes from 0 to 180 kilometres per hour in less than 2 seconds, with a zero gravity drop at the start. At least 4 passengers have reported broken bones, while 9 others suffered injuries. A mass brawl has erupted inside the Armenian Parliament building for the third time in just 2 days. Politicians hurled objects across the floor of the House and grappled with one another. The altercation began after the opposition leader was heckled for calling the Prime Minister a lying populist. Security guards were called in to remove several members.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Australia has hit a gold pause on day two of the Paralympics, claiming a silver and 3 bronze medals. Kira Stevens claimed bronze in the SB9 100-metre breaststroke, while Katja Dedekind wrapped up our medal haul with another bronze in the S13 100-metre backstroke. She is visually impaired, burst into tears when told she had won. And here's the official tally. Australia's been knocked out of the top spot by China with 8 gold medals. We're in 4th place behind Great Britain and Russia, all tied with 6 gold medals. Minor premiers Melbourne have dominated the 2021 All-Australian team with 5 players named, Max Gawn becoming the first Demon to be named captain since Ron Barassi in 1961.
The amount of ruckmen that are going around in form at the moment, with obviously Nick Nat, Brody, Tom Hickey, Toby Nankervis, Sean Darcy. It's a really tough field, so to get the nod again, I'm really grateful.
Gawn's vice captain is Bulldog skipper Mark Montepelli. 11 players of the 22-man squad are first-time All Australians. While Melbourne young gun Luke Jackson was named for the 2021 AFL Rising Star. A Mitchell Pearce field goal proved the difference as the Knights booked their spot in the NRL finals. The Titans, desperate for a win, led 12-6 at halftime thanks to a David Fifita try. Newcastle kept the pressure to draw level on the other side of the break, but with just seconds to go, it all came down to Pearce's boot.
For the second consecutive year, the Knights are going to the finals.
The Titans now face a nervous wait for this weekend's results to see if they can make the top 8. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a slow-moving low over the Tasman Sea will direct gusty winds, showers, alpine snow and large surf to southeast New South Wales, eastern Victoria and Tasmania. A trough and cold front will trigger gusty showers and storms in South Australia and southern WA. Moist easterly winds will bring showers to northern Queensland. Around the capital, sunny for Brisbane, 24 degrees, partly cloudy in Sydney with a top of 20, shower 2 for Canberra with a top of just 12 degrees, cloudy for Melbourne, 15, partly cloudy in Hobart, top of 12, mostly sunny for Adelaide, 18, cloudy in Perth, 17 degrees, and a sunny day ahead for Darwin with a top of 34. And that is 7 early news for this Friday, the 27th of August, 2021. I'm Angie Asmus.